Let's go. This is the Hub Podcast with Dave Duke.
Here's a gentleman that was on the show before, just before Electric Picnic, Mr. Tony Duffin. And the sentiment of Tony Duffin and some of the words and phrases that he's used is as follows. Criminalizing people for possession of drugs for personal use is damaging, stigmatizing, and wasteful, and should be avoided. Very strong words with a lot of knowledge and experience behind them. The CEO of Analiffy Drug Project, Mr. Tony Duffin, thank you very much for coming on the show. How are we?
I'm great, thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Well, no, thank you very much for coming back. As I said before, the last time we were looking at the work that you've done at Electric Picnic, I suppose when you are here, we should probably talk about that for a minute. How did things go over the festival weekend?
Well, very well. I'm pleased to say that people all went home alive and well generally, which is great. We saw around 400 people in the welfare tent itself. People coming to us either to have information imparted to them about harm reduction, or indeed people who had taken drugs and were having some difficulty, so we were supporting them. And we were very pleased with the work, and we worked closely with the guards and the medical team there. I think people really enjoyed their festival, and for those people who had decided to take drugs, they got the best care we could provide. And I think, you know, it's always important to say that people went home, you know.
Yes. Home safe and sound and alive, as we've seen a few cases in the UK where unfortunately we've had incidents where that didn't happen, and it's kind of taken for granted sometimes. I know we've spoke about this before, and I know you've repeated this 100 times. That is some of the work that the Analiffy Drug Project do. But aside from your stalls and your help at Electric Picnic, the wider picture of the Analiffy Drug Project.
Established in 1982. We were the first harm reduction service, which basically means that we work very closely with people who are actively using drugs. We do that, keep a relationship alive with them, keep them well, keep them informed about their drug use, and offer them opportunities to make healthier choices.
Okay. Lot of your opinion pieces have been popping up in my timeline over the past couple of months, and that is one of the reasons why I wanted to reach out to you again. And one of them, kind of the heading or the sentiment or the body of it, was criminalizing people for possession of drugs for personal use is damaging, stigmatizing, and wasteful, and should be avoided. Now, the drug problem in Ireland is being treated as a criminal / legislative issue, but it should be treated as a health problem, in your opinion.
Yeah, sure. So just to delineate a few things, we're not talking about drug dealing, we're talking about drug use. We would see, and the evidence across the world is backing this up, that drug use is primarily a health issue. So people who take drugs are taking risks with their health. And we've had 41 years of the Misuse of Drugs Act 1977, which is the legislation that underpins prohibition in Ireland. So that's legislation that says that drugs are illegal to be in possession of and we have more drugs than ever. They are cheap, they are potent. We have more deaths than ever before, and a lot more harms associated to drugs. So what we have done in the last 40 years hasn't worked, and our colleagues in other organizations, civil society organizations like Citywide and Peter McFerrin Trust, Merchants Key Ireland, the National Family Support Network, organizations that your listeners may or will have heard of, are all saying the same thing. We are saying that drug use must be dealt with as a health issue. People need to be given support to be make sure that they are alive and well, and are helped to make those healthier choices, as I mentioned earlier. So the evidence is quite clear. The other areas like Portugal that have done this have had good outcomes. They've seen less people in prison because of their drug use, more people going into treatment, less instances of things like their overdose death rate is way down compared to ours. For example, in 2015, when we had around 350 deaths, overdose deaths in Ireland, Portugal had around 40. Now we have a population of around 3.5 million that year, and Portugal had around 10.5 million. Those statistics themselves speak quite the truth about what's going on. We need to make sure that when people come to the attention of guards, that they are referred to a health project rather than a court, because it's simply not working.
Do you think Ireland is ready to decriminalise/legalise? Look at the Portuguese model and implement it here, and that is stepping away from governments, but the people of Ireland as a whole, do you think they're ready for that conversation about decriminalising drugs in Ireland?
I think people are. I think what people have to get their heads around is the difference between decriminalising drugs and legalising drugs. And decriminalising drugs means that the drugs themselves would remain illegal, but the response from the state would be one of a health response rather than a criminal justice one. Giving someone, arresting somebody and giving them a criminal record does them no good. It's stigmatizing. It limits their life opportunities in terms of jobs and travel when they're older, and it's disproportionate. So something that maybe in the case of a young person, you know, just some experimentation, a mistake perhaps in their own minds, but nonetheless, you know, a disproportionate response from the state. So we would like to see people decriminalised. Legalisation is the regulation and control of drugs, and we're not talking about that. That's another conversation. I think that the government had a working group working on this very issue, how to respond to possession of drugs in Ireland, and they're due to report back before the end of the year. And I hope that they come back with the response of decriminalising all drugs for personal use, because that would mean that we would have a consistent response, a health-led response to people who use drugs. And you know, I've been to Portugal and I've seen how it works, and it's a very compassionate but pragmatic response. People go along to a dissuasion committee where they are sent by the guards to go to. It's not a court. They get assessed. And depending on the outcome of that assessment, they may be offered some advice and reminded of the risks they're taking, or indeed they may be offered treatment of the addiction. And they almost certainly will be given a fine for their behaviour. So it isn't that it's, no one is saying that it's okay to take drugs. We're saying it's very risky to take drugs. Depending on the drug, there's various risks. But that the state should respond from a health perspective.
Yeah, we're not undermining, or you're not undermining, the risks that are involved in taking drugs. We're looking at the wider picture of here, what hasn't worked over the past 40 years. We're looking at other models like the Portuguese model, as we spoke about before. Were you watching the developments in Canada and the day they legalized marijuana, cannabis, the thousand names that's on it, and what were your opinions on that?
Well, it was interesting because I happened to be in Toronto just a couple of days afterwards, after they'd done that, and the world hadn't ended. The life was going on as normal, if you see what I mean. They had actually run out of cannabis. They'd sold so much of it, they actually didn't have any left in stock. And there was a whole issue about supply and such. I think, like, legalization is another conversation. It's a big step to take. I don't think Ireland is at that stage yet. I'm sure that our government are looking at what will happen in Canada. You know, it's an English-speaking nation, and where we have strong ties to, as in many other countries. And I think that we'll have a good look and what happens there. For my part, I think, you know, the risk of legalizing drugs is increasing harm. You know, the more access a population has to a substance, the more harm can be done. It doesn't necessarily have to be done, but it can be done. So alcohol is a great example. Our number one drug, problem drug in Ireland is alcohol. And if we were to legalize cannabis tomorrow, you'd be looking at that in the same vein and saying, well, what are we saying here? I'm not saying that we shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that we need to really think about that. And for every, as a rule of thumb, people who drink alcohol or smoke cannabis or take heroin or whatever it might be, it's about 10% of people who use a substance that end up as chronically addicted. And we would need to look at, I would suggest, in my personal opinion, I would suggest that we would need to look at taxation and how money would be invested into treatment and rehabilitation for people with drug problems. If you're going to further legalize any other substance, you'd need to really look at that, how we would spend our money. So I think there's issues that would need to be discussed if we were doing that in Ireland.
Yeah. One of the words that you use is stigmatizing. And after a conversation the last time, a few people came out of the woodwork and accused, not necessarily you, but probably me in this show, of normalizing drug use. I feel, and this is an opinion, and I'm just looking for your thoughts on this, that I think a lot of people are very comfortable with stigmatizing drug users, whether it be cannabis, cocaine, heroin, LSD, ecstasy. I think a lot of people are comfortable with the stigma on them and stigmatizing them as junkies and the hundreds of other words that you use. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
Well, I mean, if you read online comments, you'll often find people being quite scathing about people who use drugs. But I doubt very much that they actually know anybody who uses drugs in a problematic way. And if you know people who are in that situation, you know that it's a health issue. You know that it's very painful to be addicted to drugs. It's a physically and psychologically painful experience. And we wouldn't treat any other group in society who had a serious health issue the same way that we treat people who use drugs. And they're often, by some people, treated like social pariahs, modern day lepers, you know. And I think that it's not okay. Our language is important. How the state responds to a health issue like drug use it speaks volumes about society generally, and I think that we have an opportunity to respond to that through this working group and through how we might change our approach in the future. But stigma is not a motivator. It is a barrier for people to progress. They don't want to come forward. They don't want to talk about their issues. If you approach it from a health-led approach, you get people to open up much sooner. You get people through to treatment and rehabilitation faster. You save people's lives. People don't lose their mum or dad. They don't lose their son, their daughter, or their auntie or uncle. You know, people are more likely, hopefully, to live, to make healthier choices, to be part of their family in years to come. So I think, you know, it's a life or death situation, and I think that stigma is a barrier. It's very unhelpful. I've got over 25 years now working at this, and stigma is shameful, really, the way we treat people.
And that is coming from, as you say yourself, 25 years experience and
over 25 years experience.
And even looking back before that, how we dealt with the drug problem in Ireland. Before I let you go, Tony, just looking what we're expecting, is someone reporting to government or are they bringing out a report, hopefully before the end of this year?
We have a retired High Court Judge, Garrett Sheehan, who is chairing this group of working groups that's established under the National Drug Strategy, and they will report back to Minister Catherine Byrne on what their findings are. And they've done a lot of research, a lot of consultation, and from my understanding, a lot of the information that they've been getting back is very, very supportive and encouraging. So I hope that we'll see something positive coming out of their findings.
Mr. Tony Duffin, CEO of Analyfi Drug Project, thank you very much for your generosity of time, and we will speak again soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
And Anna Liffey Drug Project are available on Twitter at Anna Liffey, and also Mr. Tony Duffin at Tony Duffin on Twitter. If you want to find the handles, just search at This Is iRadio and you shall find all of them there. But I'd like your opinions, please, on what you made of our conversation. The point I was trying to get across, and I'm not sure if I made it clear, was the people being comfortable in stigmatizing drug users because they feel that they are not normalizing it and that they're helping the situation by not shedding shedding a bad light on drug use, and that will encourage other people not to use drugs. That's what I was trying to get across, and I was kind of stumbling over my words. But Tony was able to put it more elegant and more concise and precise than me.
The Hub Podcast, weeknights from 8:50 on iRadio.